I would like to call Mary, the mother of Jesus, to the stand.
Do you affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, I do.
Mary, I want you to take your time and tell us about your son, Jesus. You know, it's almost Christmas time, the day that we set aside to honor Jesus' birthday.
Objection, Your Honor. She's putting words in the witness's mouth.
I wish somebody would put something in your mouth like a rag, Mr. Elhue.
Tell us about that day, Mary.
I'm kind of nervous, but I'll do my best. My name is Mary. My family lived in the little town of Nazareth. I was a young girl, just like many of you, with a lot of hopes and dreams, wondering just what life held for me. Even as a child, I remember always believing in God. As a Jewish girl, I knew the scriptures well. I had heard the elders in the temple many times talk about the coming of the Messiah. The Messiah, I remember thinking, could he really come in my lifetime? I was engaged to a wonderful man named Joseph. We were so in love. And then one night, an angel appeared unto me. He said that I was highly favored among women and that the Lord was with me. Now, this really scared me because I really didn't know what he meant. I guess the angel sensed this because he said, to fear not, for I had found favor with God, and that I would conceive and bring forth a son and to call his name Jesus. Now, Joseph and I were just engaged. I had never known a man, so I asked the angel, how can this be? He said that the Holy Ghost would come upon me, and the power of the Highest would overshadow me, and that the holy thing born of me would be called the Son of God. And you know what? I did. I believed God. Isn't that why we're here today? Now, I know there are false prophets and false teachers, but the Bible says that God cannot lie, so it isn't hard for me to believe God. I want you to do me a favor. Close your eyes for just a minute. Did you hear what John the Baptist said a minute ago? He said he was in the world, and the world was made by him, but the world knew him not. Now, with your eyes closed, especially all you mothers, I want you to imagine the first time you held your newborn baby in your arms. There is no greater gift from God than a precious little baby. But put yourself in my shoes for just a minute. The night he was born in Bethlehem, the shepherds, the wise men, the star, the stable, the angels, the manger, the swaddling clothes, and I was holding him in my arms. I was holding him close and looking into his eyes. And looking back, I thought, I'm holding him in my arms, and he is holding the world in his hands. The world was made by him, but the world knew him not. Now, in a few days, you all will gather together with your family, your parents, your grandparents, your children, your grandchildren, and you will honor and remember my son's birthday. Get out that family Bible. Read that precious old story again. And as you open gifts from each other, don't forget about the gift that he gave to all of us. You see, the truth is, he was my son, but the truth is also, he is your Savior.
Thank you, Mary. I pray that you've touched many hearts tonight to believe in Jesus.
Do you have any further questions, Mr. Elhue?
Not at this time.
The witness may step down. Call your next witness.